This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in France for the G7 summit. But before leaving Washington, he took time to ratchet up trade pressure on China as he announced hikes in a series of already existing tariffs against Beijing. And Mr. Trump again sounded the theme that he was the right person to take on China. Meanwhile, G7 expectations are said to be low, though the president a short time ago said, so far so good.
So far so good. The weather is perfect. The guest is fantastic. Everybody's getting along, and I think we'll accomplish a lot this weekend.
European Council President Donald Tusk admits there are many tough challenges for the G7 and no easy answers.
This is another G7 summit, which will be a difficult test of unity and solidarity of the free world and its leaders. There is still no certainty whether the group will be able to find common solutions, and the global challenges are today really serious.
One issue Tusk highlighted today, trade wars.
Trade wars will lead to recession, while trade deals will boost the economy. Not to mention the fact that trade wars among G7 members will lead to eroding the already weakened trust among us.
A Russian Soyuz spacecraft today failed to dock with the orbiting International Space Station. Aboard the craft, a robot, which is scheduled to conduct a mission with the cosmonauts on the station. NASA says the Soyuz failed to properly lock onto its docking target. Russian officials say there will be another attempt at linking up, and that is set for Monday. As anti-government protests enter their third month, there has been more street violence in Hong Kong today as demonstrators clash with police in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Officers used tear gas to disperse a crowd outside a police station. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Amid already heightened tensions between Tehran and Washington, the captain of an Iranian oil tanker seized by Britain, then released by Gibraltar, says the vessel is heading for Turkey. Though as AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports, there may be more to the story.
The crew of the Adrian Darya updated its listed destination in its automatic identification system to Mersin, Turkey, a port city in the country's south and home to an oil terminal. However, mariners can input any destination into the AIS, so Turkey may not be its true destination. Mersin is just over 100 miles from a Syrian oil refinery, where authorities allege the tanker had been heading before being seized off Gibraltar in early July. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North Korea has conducted another ballistic missile test, violating an apparent promise to President Trump to end such testing after the conclusion of U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Japan first reported the two launches today, and Seoul confirmed it minutes later, saying the North had fired two projectiles into the sea off its eastern coast. There is a health news item that could have global implications. Officials in the U.S. state of Illinois are reporting a lung disease death tied to vaping. We get a report from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
While vaping had been considered a safer alternative than smoking, the first death has been recorded in the U.S. linked to electronic smoking devices. The Illinois Department of Health says it was an adult patient who'd become ill after vaping and added that the severity of illness is alarming and users need to be warned. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says since June, nearly 200 people around the country have contracted severe respiratory illnesses after vaping, but researchers haven't yet identified a clear-cut cause. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United Nations reports nearly 2 months of heavy rains and flooding in Sudan have wiped out livelihoods, made tens of thousands of people homeless, and created a humanitarian emergency. At least 54 people have died from the torrential rains, which have hit Sudan since the beginning of July. Among the most pressing needs, water and sanitation. A Russian-backed Syrian government offensive against the rebel-controlled Idlib enclave is testing Turkey's warming ties with Moscow. Ankara, which backs the rebels, is voicing alarm over the attack, warning of a humanitarian crisis. With Damascus stepping up its assault on Idlib, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reached out Friday to Russian leader Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin said later the two men agreed to activate so-called mutual efforts with the goal of liquidating the terrorist threat in the region. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.